This is the Ethanol Report. Ethanol industry leaders are looking forward to working with the Obama administration on the creation of a clean energy economy, as outlined in the president's American Recovery and Reinvestment Plan. Chris Stanley is executive vice president of Abengoa Bioenergy's United States operations based in St. Louis, and also chairman of the Renewable Fuels Association. He says the biofuels industry should be included in any stimulus package.
As Congress and the Obama administration craft legislation aimed at economic growth and the green economy, they must recognize and continue to build upon the success of America's farmers and America's ethanol producers in providing a growing renewable alternative to foreign oil and creating green jobs. Ethanol is one of the original green jobs. In order to ensure that more than 325,000 jobs related to ethanol production continue to be secure and that the potential of next-generation ethanol technologies is realized, access to capital and credit must be made easier. Most pressingly, this stimulus package should include provisions that make it easier for ethanol producers and next-generation technologies in particular to obtain the credit and capital needed to build new biorefineries and deploy new technologies.
Loan guarantees like that just approved by USDA for the Range Fuels cellulosic ethanol plant in Georgia would be one example of how existing programs can be used to stimulate growth in biofuels. Stanley says they're hoping the Obama administration will also address some of the outdated fuel regulations that threaten the advancement of renewable fuels.
The fuel regulations that we live with today limit ethanol blends to 10%, and those regulations must be modernized. While that limit may have made sense 30 years ago when the ethanol industry was just beginning, it is no longer practical as ethanol becomes more than just a component but a fuel in its own right. Preliminary scientific data suggests that all vehicles and most engine types could accommodate ethanol blends of 12 to 13% with virtually no modifications required at all. Such a subtle increase in the amount of ethanol blended into gasoline in the short term would help buy time and provide a market for the increasing volume of ethanol coming into the market over the next 2 to 3 years. Longer term, the Environmental Protection Agency must consider moving to higher blends, such as 15 or even 20%, in order to ensure that the renewable fuel standard passed in December of 2007 has a chance of being successful.
The new EPA under the Obama administration faces the task of proposing final rules for the RFS, which includes consideration of such complex issues as greenhouse gas emissions and indirect land use. Renewable Fuels Association President Bob Dineen says there is no clear idea when that will happen.
There had been a hope, I think, that the agency would be able to get the rulemaking out before the end of 08. That clearly proved to be not doable. It may be sometime this spring, I think, before you'll see a proposed rule. I know that the agency still wants to have a proposal out this year and take comments and then do a final rule before the end of the year as well. I think everybody recognizes that the sooner there is some clarity as to how this program is to move forward, the better.
Meanwhile, the pressure is on this year to get cellulosic ethanol commercialized to meet the minimum goals for 2010 required under the RFS, something Dineen thinks will happen.
Commercial production of cellulosic ethanol is closer to reality than conventional wisdom suggests. The 2010 targets are ambitious, and they were intended to be ambitious because they wanted to stimulate the kind of investment that you have seen being made. The credit crunch that is impacting all industries today is certainly having an impact on the development of cellulose as well, and is one of the reasons why we need to get this economy moving again. We need to free up capital so that those projects can move forward.
Both Dineen and Stanley clarify the misconception that's been reported in the media that the ethanol industry is looking for a $1 billion bailout under the stimulus package being considered by Congress.
What we are hearing is that Capitol Hill members of Congress are looking at about $1 billion to go towards enhancing the existing programs to accelerate the commercialization of these new technologies, and we think that that's probably something that makes a great deal of sense. The bottom line is, if you want green jobs, you have to have green capital. What we're suggesting is we have an industry here that is creating green jobs today, and if that's your objective, then make sure that those programs that are in place have the tools necessary to maximize those opportunities. Chris, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Well, I would also point out two things. First of all, that ethanol is the original green job, or one of the original green jobs. For example, we have two plants that are under construction today. Each of those facilities will start up later this year and will produce somewhere between 60 and 70 jobs with an annual payroll of over $4 million. I mean, that's certainly a tremendous benefit and a huge impact to a local economy in areas that are traditionally rural that don't have a lot of other options for new jobs. The second issue that I would emphasize is the idea that in order for companies like us, which have very aggressive cellulose to ethanol programs, to move to second generation ethanol, we have to have the base of the existing ethanol industry, because if the base does not continue to expand and is not supported, then it becomes virtually impossible to move to second generation ethanol. And so, you know, in order to accomplish all those goals, you have to support both existing ethanol technologies and the new technologies.
Dineen and Stanley made their comments during a recent press conference. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.